Okay, why don't you just repeat what you just said?
Well, after I graduated from high school, I thought maybe I'd take up nursing. But my sister, the doctor, discouraged me because she said the nurse did all the dirty work and the doctor got all the credit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. So
I went to work at Milner's.
Uh-huh.
And from Milner's I went into that circus business.
Uh-huh. People did, I guess, strive to have a profession back in those days,
yeah,
too.
Mm-hmm.
And you... Do you think that was...
If you had enough money to go to school to
uh-huh.
learn it.
Uh-huh.
Of course, that was one thing that held me back, because my sister was having to support me, and I thought she'd supported me long enough,
mm-hmm.
so I wanted to be on my own.
Mm-hmm. So then naturally, that would carry over into the later generation. You would expect your children, that generation, to have a profession.
Well, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Whatever they were fit for, you know.
Uh-huh.
Not everybody can be a doctor, not everybody can be a dentist.
Right.
And my boys happened to be very good with their hands.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's see, you mentioned that your husband, Jacob, was half Norwegian and half Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
It was his mother who was Norwegian.
Right.
His father was Chinese. Do you know how the two of them got together?
Not exactly. They met in Montana, and I think it was in Helena, Montana. But as to how they got together, I don't know.
Because uh-huh. back in those days, there were probably even fewer interracial marriages
mm-hmm.
then.
Oh, very much so.
Yeah.
There were only, actually four families that I know of that were racially married. That F.C. Ong, you know, that Chinese man who has, I think he's been in the art business here in Los Angeles longer than anybody else. And he was way up in his 90s when he finally died.
Mm-hmm.
He was married. I think she was English. Recently I heard something out that she was Norwegian or something, but at the time we understood that she was English, and they had the most beautiful children. In fact, the one daughter is still living. She's married to Gilbert Leong,
mm-hmm.
the architect.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember when she was a young girl, I thought she was the most beautiful thing I ever saw in my life. And then there was the Chews. And his father also had a small art store. And they had a son and a daughter. And the daughter studied voice for many years and was quite a good singer, but she just didn't ever hit it off right. The son is still alive. The daughter's dead, but the son is still alive. And he lives in Burbank.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was another family who's the... on the Chews, she was Irish. He was Chinese. And then there was this lady who was a teacher, and I can't remember their last name, but they had a couple of boys. I don't know exactly what the husband did, but I know she was a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's 1, 2, 3. There was one other family. But they all suffered because they had married Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
It was not a very happy life. And so consequently, these families kind of banded together and would have their own picnics and
mm-hmm.
so forth,
mm-hmm.
you know, get together.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Did your mother-in-law speak any Cantonese?
Mm-mm.
No? Your father-in-law spoke English then with her, and
yeah.
His English was pretty good?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was an insurance salesman in the latter part of his life. I know that he worked in the market when they first moved here, and they lived on 52nd Street, and he walked, they were so poor that he walked to work all the way down to the 9th Street Market. It was a long walk. And then he did know a lot about herbs. He was a good herbalist.
Right.
And then he took up insurance, and he was quite a good insurance agent.
Was he American born?
No.
No? Oh. What kind of insurance was he selling?
Life.
Life insurance.
Both life and house and automobile.
Uh-huh. Were there many Chinese selling insurance back mm-hmm. in those days?
No.
Probably very few.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He did quite well, considering he came from China.